Snap Happy on the ticket.
Mohammed is here from Gulf Photo Plus. He's brought along Nadia, who takes the most beautiful photographs. Now, Nadia, I know you were actually also named by Time Magazine as one to watch, weren't you?
Yes.
That must have been fantastic reading that about yourself.
It's really amazing, actually, really, really. And basically, the review was written by Tania Habjouk, which I appreciate very much. She was my mentor for the ADDP program, the Arab Documentary Photography Program, which basically gave us the chance to work on our projects. And it's been really amazing, yeah.
I know you have a talk tonight at Gulf Photo Plus, and we're going to talk about that very, very shortly. For people who want to go down there and experience it, find out how just by staying tuned. But first, before that, Mo, we're going to talk about the ethics of taking photographs of local people when you travel. A lot of people are just about to travel. It's going to be the busiest day at the airport tomorrow, we're hearing, at Dubai Airport. So taking photographs of people.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing this when I travel.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, portrait photography is delightful. It, you know, you can meet lots of different people. You know, their service memories of where you went. And I think people, for the most part, are very happy to have their picture taken. But I think, you know, there are some things to be considered. There was this article recently on Petapixel that we came across, and, you know, it's disappeared because I think it was probably written in bad taste, and the Petapixel are probably rethinking about editing the piece. But I think it touches on an important point where this person was talking about how you shouldn't pay people, or how there you could take, you know, strategies on how to avoid that. So I think, first of all, before we move on, I think it's very important that we treat people, especially when they're traveling to places that are considered the developing world, if you like, or the global south, with respect and dignity. And I've found a lot of times, you know, that many people are insensitive to that. They just, you know, stick a camera in somebody's face and shoot. And I think, you know, people just have to kind of empathize and think, if somebody came to you when you're in a street and, like, shoved a camera in your face, how would you feel? You know, so I think it's important, you know, to treat people with respect and dignity. And I think, for the most part, if you ask people and you just... So when we do the Iftar trails, for example, or the Knife by Night trails, we always have a briefing with our guests, and we say the exact same thing, and we say to them, you know, get permission. And sometimes all it takes is, you know, you make eye contact and you point the camera up and kind of like making a gesture, like, can I take your picture? And most of the time people will say yes. And we even encourage, we definitely encourage them to, once they've taken the picture, to go and say hi. Say, hi, I'm, you know, Daniel, or I'm whoever, and what's your name? And, you know, show them the picture in the camera. And often that will start a conversation, like, what are you doing here? What, you know, where are you from? And I think that's important because, you know, you're taking something from them. You're taking their image, you know, and I think it's important to do that.
I guess it's more difficult if there's a language barrier, though.
Yeah, but, you know, general things like, hi, what's your name? It's
sure, maybe showing the camera, like, can I take... Yeah. I suppose that's why we have such strict laws here, because
right.
You can't just have people taking... Because some people do... Where's this photo going to end up?
Yeah.
You know, that's why we have strict laws here.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, also in Jordan, for example, we have many tourists that come, and it's a common thing, you know? You can gesture with your hands, and people understand you that you want to take a picture. And usually people, as Mohammed has said, people are usually, you know, accepting, and they're friendly, you know? Just have the common courtesy to do something in a way that you would want someone to approach you in the same way. Just be sensitive.
Yeah, I think empathy sometimes goes a long way. I mean, you know, when you... type in Google, you know, portrait of African, you see these very exotic, you know, pictures of, like, people with masks and stuff. And that's the sensationalist gaze that, you know, we're, a lot of us are guilty of. And I think that, you know, that one person doesn't represent the whole continent. And sadly, it's become like that. So, but, you know, moving away from that, the question on payment, I think that shouldn't happen. I don't think people should pay pay somebody to take a portrait of them. I think that, you know, if people really want to give something back, I'd say take a little Instax camera and, you know, take a print, like make a picture and then give them a print.
But you will inevitably these days have people who expect to be paid if you're going to take their photograph, because that has happened over time.
No, it does happen. I think that there are a lot of people who live off this. So, you know, Maasai in Kenya, for example, you know, they will ask for $5 for a picture, and they know that people will pay them. And so they, you know, will keep asking. They're very lots of people who are happy to pay it.
But if you are then handing over a little Instamax, I don't want that.
No, it may not always work, and, you know, but I think that you just, you know, have to ask yourself, well, why are you taking this portrait, and, you know, how is this going to serve you? And you know, And so, yeah, I mean, and also it depends what you're doing it for. If you're a professional photographer, and I think if you're, you know, doing assignments or editorial work, I think no editor will allow that you pay somebody to take their picture, because by, you know, that's cheating, or that's, again, you're staging a picture by getting somebody you're exchanging money for, you know.
And actually, because we had the World Refugee Day, and what happened in Jordan as well, that many photographers would come abroad and they have an assignment for 1 or 2 days, and they would go for in the refugee camp, for example, and they made this thing where they used to pay the refugees, and then when another photographer would come, refugees started to ask money. So they started out this trend that is unethical, unprofessional, and causing trouble to everyone around. If one photographer did it, for example, for a reason, it made a problem for the others. So refrain, I would say, really.
And, you know, I can see why, you know, street kids in Zanzibar would do this, because they have seen that somebody's paid them, so they're emboldened by it, you know. But does that make it okay? I don't think so.
So what would you do if you were approached, you had your camera and you were approached by someone who said, take a picture of me, it's only going to cost you $5. Would you say, no, it's okay, I'm going to go and find a different picture somewhere else?
So I always joke and I say, you should be paying me $5 to take your picture. And it kind of diffuses the situation. And like, sometimes it's actually work where they're just going to be like laughing and they'll be like, you know, you're cheeky, fine, take
a
picture.
Exactly, you just joke around and just laugh and go about your way and find someone else that you can have a conversation with.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just move on. And, you know, and okay, it also depends, why do you want this picture? You know, why, you know, if somebody said to you they want money for it and you don't want to take it and you want to be ethical, then, you know, do you really have to take another picture or move on to the next person where they are happy to have their picture taken? And again, engage with them, tell them, why are you taking this picture? I'm here for a holiday and I would love to kind of preserve memories of the place that I'm at, you know. Just don't just take the picture and walk away is what I think.
I think it's really difficult, because in my mind, if you're giving someone money after you've taken a picture of them, it's a little bit like tipping, you know, like it's just a small token of,
I feel like when you mentioned the Maasai Mara, I'm wondering if these sort of situations have been turned into tourist sites. Mm. So like, come along everyone on the tour.
Yeah.
And then we're going to stop off at the Maasai Mara, and they've all been brought in.
Right.
Do your picture and then we'll go to the next place. So it's become this really tourist thing. It's not like you walk in along the street and then you see this old lady sitting on a bench and you think, oh, that looks beautiful, I'd love to take that picture.
That's a difficult situation to be in if everyone else is doing it and you're the one in the group going, ethically, I'm not going to do this.
No, if you're paying, you know, the Maasais for, you know, getting access into their hut to see the way they live and they're, you know, talking through it, that's different. And then when you're taking pictures, you're not paying just to be able to take pictures, right? Or I think, you know, this article was a result of people when you go, I think it was Vietnam that he mentioned, a lot of kids will be like, you know, take my picture and give me $5 or... And it's just become a thing. And, you know, he was saying the same thing, that sometimes they would just, he'd say, and they would come back and say, no, we're just kidding, take a picture, you know. So I think there are ways to diffuse that or move on.
So the advice is to refrain where possible in paying people to take their photograph when you are traveling.
I think so, yeah.
Snap Happy on the Ticket.
Mohammed is here from Gulf Photo Plus, and we've got a talk on Wednesday night at Gulf Photo Plus on analog film photography. It's featuring three photographers who use film as their primary medium. And Nadia Beseso is one of those photographers. She was named as one of the female photographers by Time magazine to keep an eye on. Nadia, thank you for coming in today. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Taking time out of your day, because I know you've got a lot on tonight. Can you tell us a bit more about this talk?
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be at 9 p.m. Please join us. We're going to talk about the art of analog photography. Basically, now with this, our age where digital media in general has become like the main attraction, and we're like online all the time. For imagery before, like we used to work with analog photography, and that was basically when, I'm sure like everyone remembers when you used to put film in your cameras, 36 rolls, you cannot shoot anymore. Or you have to change the roles. So and now we are all photographers with our iPhones. We shoot constantly. And what we want to talk about basically right now in this event is how to appreciate photographs as we used to do 20 years ago, 30 years ago, where the magic of the darkroom, working with black and white film, the therapy that you're like looking at your images developing. as well as slowing down. I feel that this time and age, we are moving so fast and we're shooting constantly, but with image, with using classic photography, analog photography, you slow down and you smell the roses. You have to, because the film that you have is expensive. You have to think about technical sides, lights. You have to be very cautious, very, and then you have actually very high quality images composed very nicely, rather than moving around very quickly and just shooting. I'm going to tell you just a small story, which is very funny. The other day I was in a museum in Jordan, and there was a school trip, some really maybe like 10-year-olds, and all of them were with their phones, and they were shooting Roman artifacts with their phones, and I'm like, oh wow, like this is like really amazing. But then I saw like they're snapping so many shots and they're not even looking at, and they're both probably, the images are not clear, but everyone is shooting so fast that it's completely insane. So we invite you to go to this event, to slow down and use take a look at imagery in a different way.
I love old photographs. I feel like they capture an exact moment in time, you know, when you look back on them. And I don't feel like digital has that at all, because you've taken, like you say, so many of an event, whereas before you would go on a night out and you'd maybe take two photographs.
Right.
And you remember the whole night out, whereas when you've got this series of documentation of a night out, you just remember the bits that you've got the photographs from, right?
Yeah, and dilutes it, yes, for sure.
And also that thing of not being able to see what you look like in a photograph. Our expressions were different, weren't they?
And then when you used to take them, I remember I had my little camera when it put the film in and you'd go and wind it up or whatever, and you'd look through it and you had to wait until you'd finished the film, which you didn't want to use too many, so right. You had to wait to see how that photo came out.
So exciting.
It was so exciting going to the man and you looked and you're like, oh, my finger was in front of that one, or, you know, so...
You'd have the little sticker on because it would be a little bit orange-yellow to the side.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So how long does it take you then, Nadia, from... snapping shots, do you do all of the photography in a darkroom after that?
So basically I work with the colored film. For black and white we usually use the darkroom. For colored you send out, like we used to a printing lab, and they do
the
it
shop.
To the shop, exactly. Unfortunately, where I come from, I have to send it out to Jordan, to Italy actually. Because it's an art form right now that is kind of disappearing. We're all moving so fast with the digital world that even this is kind of, so it takes time. For example, I shoot a couple of rolls, it might take me a month to take a look at them. But also I tell you, it's a very interesting experience, because you lose behind the some feeling that you had, and then you take a look at it again, and it gives you time to absorb and take a look at the work in a different way, especially when it's personal work and it's not an assignment work, because you cannot do this if I have to give it tomorrow for a news agency. Mm. Right, so this is the benefits of digital, that immediately I can send out all of the work through via email or something. But with art, you can sit and relax and maybe develop the work. So it works very nicely.
Will it come back, do you think? Will kids embrace this?
I think there is a movement right now, especially even in Dubai, even in Europe. It's still coming back. It is coming back. People are interested. They want to slow down because we are moving really too fast.
If you are interested yourself and you're listening to this, then head along Gulf Photo Plus tonight at 9 p.m. in Alsakal Avenue. And Mohammed and Nadia will be there.
And joining Nadia will be, yeah, so I was just going to say, Lamia Gargash and Abdullah Karush, both residents of the Emirates. And they will be talking about how they use film. And also Abdullah will be doing a demonstration on actually processing black and white film right there in front of you. So you get a free demo on how to develop your own film.
Do you have a specific camera that you use? Is it a unique camera? Do you still get them today?
Yes, absolutely. And you can use also your old cameras. All of your old cameras are working. So, for example, I'm using a Fujifilm, which is a recreation of an old camera. So there are newer ones, but you can use... I used to work with a Mamiya that was working since the 70s. So it's pretty cool. And it's very nice because it is an interactive process. People come up to you, they see this weird looking camera and it's like, what is this? And there's some sort of conversation, which is nice as well.
And I bet everybody has one in the cupboard, or their parents do, or their uncles or aunts do. So go and ask for them, fish them out, you know, clean them, and then come and get some film from us.
But what about the film? Is it easy to buy?
Yes.
I haven't seen those around, the little available?
It's available at Gulf Photo Plus.
Oh, okay.
Are you able to help with the cleaning as well of old cameras?
No, we don't, but we can tell you where to go for sure. And there are a few places in Dubai. We have an article on our website which can tell you. But these cameras are less fidgety than the digital ones. They are actually very robust. And, you know, just you could clean it yourself by just blowing some dust and you know, and they're most likely good to go.
How exciting.
Yeah.
I do have my husband's grandfather's camera, actually.
There you go. Mm. Bring it out and bring it out tonight.
Awesome. Before we let you go, you've got some photography news for us as well this week.
Yeah, so there was this really cute, heartwarming story, which I think, with given all this talk about the serious ethics, it was nice. There was this a frequent flyer. There was this couple who travel a lot, and they met and they eloped, and they took, you know, they decided to get their engagement photos not in a nice park outside, which many people do, or at the beach, but at the airport, because, you know, travel is a major part of how they meet.
And there was a news report on this. Take a little listen.
The frequent flyers who travel for work is a big part of their lives, that location. Now it's a big part of their marriage. Carrie and Dom got married at a Southwest Airlines gate. In fact, DIA says the couple's marriage license actually says DIA Terminal C, Gate 29. They eloped in Santa Cruz, California, but they came back to the airport to make things official and even went back to the Southwest gate to take their engagement photos, since they hadn't yet done that.
Can I just ask, when did people start taking engagement photos?
It's always happening.
Wedding photos, but engagement photos?
Yeah, yeah. So it's been happening for a long time, I think.
Official engagement photos. Yeah. Isn't it meant to be a surprise and no one's meant to be there and it's kind of spontaneous and...
No, you do them after, don't you? So you get engaged and then you go and do a shoot.
Yeah.
And you use that for your save your dates. Save the date. You take that image and put the dates next to it.
It's a thing, Steph.
Nadia's shaking her head. She's like, I'm not going to bother with that. No engagement photos for me. I just think it's so close to getting married normally. It's what, a year, 2 years? You're not going to have changed much in how you look. What's the point in doing engagement
It's a bit
photos?
More casual. You know, people, I think the recommended attire is kind of like a white shirt and jeans, kind of, you know, loose, casual clothing, usually the beach or the park.
People love a photo shoot, Steph. They love to go and have their photos taken.
Do
they? Yeah, but it's just
they want people to see. They want people to see basically what's going on.
I find it extremely cliched when there's some photos, you know, when they're walking in the park and they're holding hands and they're looking at each other.
Yes!
Would you do that in real life,
oh,
though?
Oh, no, but some people want that. You know what I mean? Like, you've been waiting your whole life. You found the man of your dreams and you're like, I want to go walk in the park and someone take a photo of me. You know?
And usually the guys are miserable. They're like, you're being forced to do this. And it's funny, as a photographer, like, some of my team come back and tell me how much fun it was, or, you know, how the guy was like, we need to get out of here. I have to go. Like, this is terrible. You know, and so it's, but yeah, it's a thing.
I feel your pain. Someone else says on the text, honeymoon photos, they're the ticket. No, you can't have someone on
That's
your
a different
honeymoon.
Genre altogether.
We'll have to talk about that in the future. But Instagram inspiration this week, I know you've both brought one each, haven't you, Nadia and Mohammed? Who wants to start?
Nadia.
Yes, so I'm thinking about Magnum photographer Georgi Pinkhasov, which has really, really interesting pictures of daily life and street photography. Also, he incorporates video. I definitely suggest taking a look at his work and how he uses light in his work.
You're going to have to spell that.
So, Georgi Pinkhasov. I have it in Russian right now, Yanni. So, can we have a link or something?
I'll tell you what. Yes. What we'll do is, Shoots will put it up. She'll put a link to it on our Facebook page. And yeah,
I've chosen one with an easier name.
Yes. So, you have?
It's Kochi, K-O-C-I. That's easy. And Kochi's based in the States, and he takes these wonderful black and white images. His whole feed is full of black and white images. And he does them with the iPhone. And I think the reason I've chosen them is because anyone can do this. And again, he uses the simple, black and white that really accentuates form and shape. And, you know, lighting is a key part of it. And I think you can learn a lot from his images, and they're beautiful to look at. And I think definitely check that out. It'll be great inspiration. I think we have an abundance of these kind of images of people sitting on a cliff and looking at the fields, and I think that's great. But I think, you know, someone like Kochi is something that you see on a much more daily basis, you know, the streets that you walk on. And I think it's a nice account.
Okay, so great two Instagram inspirations there. We're going to put these on our Facebook page, dubaii1038.com. Go find us, and you'll be able to see the photographs that those guys took. We'll have some more next time you're in, which will be in about 2 weeks' time. But don't forget, tonight, 9 o'clock, head down, Gulf Photo Plus. It's going to be a great talk. Will there be snacks down there?
There'll be chai this time, for sure.
Oh, chai. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. A great reason to head down. Thank you so much for joining us, Nadia
and Mohammed. Thank you. Thank you for having us.